from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. It's Chloe, September 9th. 10 stories, evidence-led. No fluff, small inputs compound. Let's get into it. First, from Corner Booth with Hortney. Corner Booth's adventures in Canada. Prince Edward County. Corner Booth recently visited Prince Edward County in Canada, a charming spot known for its lovely towns, beautiful sand dunes, and a wealth of local wineries, breweries, and eateries. The experience was all about relaxation, with days filled with beach time and enjoying the local scene. From leisurely strolls through quaint town centers to sampling fresh produce at farm stands, it sounds like a perfect getaway for anyone who appreciates a slower pace and good food. Overall, it was a delightful trip that showcased the area's natural beauty and local flavors. Next, second from Corner Booth, with Hortney. Cold noodles, cold ice cream, and cold martinis. Happy 4th. As summer rolls in, it's all about enjoying cold treats like ice cream, noodles, and martinis. The writer shares their own holiday plans, including a trip to a friend's lake house with goodies from local shops. They highlight a unique ice cream brand, Super Secret Ice Cream, known for its creative flavors, and the founder's inspiring journey. After a hot day, they indulge in cold soba noodles at Cookeron. A weekend wedding in Toronto leads to a stay at the Fairmont Royal York, where they enjoy a martini at the library bar, setting the stage for deep conversations. For those staying in the city, there are plenty of festive options, from block parties to rooftop gatherings. Up next, third, from Corner Booth with Hortney. Cry as you might, spark doesn't always ignite. This week's dining adventures left me feeling a bit underwhelmed, despite visiting two places that really put in the effort. At the Standard Soda Shop, I enjoyed a boozy mixed, varied aquari and indulged in fried snacks, but the vibe felt a bit off. I even made some connections with fellow food lovers, but the night ended with a disappointing wait at Serpentine for a cocktail. Then I checked out Lille's Roman, which had a beautiful redesign and a charming logo. The Negroni flight was well-crafted, and the Carbonara was delicious, but I didn't feel compelled to linger. It's a nice spot, but I crave that personal touch that makes dining truly special. I'd love to hear your dining stories or any recommendations you have. And then, fourth, from Corner Booth, with Hortney. Touch Grass Dine at Hearts. If you're looking for a restaurant that feels like a breath of fresh air, Hearts in New York is a must visit. It's been around for nearly a decade and continues to impress with its unpretentious yet vibrant atmosphere and phenomenal dishes. Diners rave about the clam toast, corn with herby butter, and fried green beans. The ambience encourages you to unwind and connect with friends, making every meal feel special. Recently, the writer enjoyed a lively bar crawl around the city, sampling drinks from various countries, like Bloody Caesars and margaritas, while snacking along the way. They also discovered Encaico, a new Peruvian spot that wowed with its ceviche and hearty entrees, all while enjoying a strong pisco negroni. Hearts is also embracing summer produce, which inspires everything from decor to delicious dishes. The writer shares fun shopping ideas for kitchen items and decor that echo the restaurant's vibrant summer vibe, making it a perfect time to visit. If you're in the area, definitely check out Hearts and maybe plan a little bar adventure afterward. Next, fifth, from Corner Booth, with Courtney. From plush red velvet to luxe leather, these are New York's best corner booths. New York City has some truly inviting corner booths that create a cozy atmosphere perfect for lingering over a meal. These booths are more than just seating. They offer a sense of intimacy and comfort that makes dining feel special. From plush red velvet to sleek leather, each spot has its own unique charm that draws you in. Restaurants like the Spotted Pig and Balthazar are highlighted for their inviting corner booths, where you can enjoy a meal while feeling tucked away from the hustle and bustle. The ambience is designed to make you feel at home, encouraging you to savor your time there. The article emphasizes that these corner booths are ideal for everything from casual brunches to romantic dinners. They provide a perfect backdrop for conversation and connection, making them a sought-after choice for diners looking to create memorable experiences. So if you find yourself in New York, seeking out these corner booths could lead to some delightful meals and cherished moments. Up next, 6, from Corner Booth, with Hortney. The Private Lives and Personalities of My Piñas. The piña colada is a beloved drink in the Caribbean but feels a bit underappreciated in New York. The author shares their personal quest to find the best piñas around the city, each with its own unique personality. At the Commodore, the piña is confident and boozy, perfect with fried chicken. Paradise Lost offers a rich, extravagant piña, while Tiki Chicks is laid back and beaky, pairing well with a chili dog. The Long Island Bar serves a cool, no-nonsense piña, and Tacambais is cheerful and eager to please. Shuka Shuka Tiki gets creative, experimenting with flavors and presentation. The author also recounts a week of dining experiences, starting with a visit to the Met, where they enjoyed overpriced drinks on a crowded rooftop. They then braved the sour host at Jaji Melon, ultimately enjoying burgers despite some disappointing fries. Their outings included a fun event at Public Records, a cozy evening at Three's Brewing, and a delightful birthday celebration at Sawa, where the food and company made for a perfect night. Finally, they attended the off-menu magazine launch party, connecting with fellow food enthusiasts and enjoying delicious bites. They also reviewed two ice cream flavors, a Guinness chocolate blend and a fresh sour cherry fro-yo, both worth seeking out. The author invites readers to follow along on Instagram for more updates. And then, 7th from Corner Booth, with Hortney. Sobbing in the middle of Stissing House. This weekend was a whirlwind of joy as someone got engaged in a beautifully planned surprise trip back to where it all started. The couple revisited Roscoe and Livingston Manor, starting at the Yarra, where they enjoyed a cozy dinner. After a hike, the proposal happened on a special rock, leading to tears of happiness and a toast with champagne. They celebrated with pizza and pasta, FaceTimed loved ones, and even had a surprise dinner at Stissing House, where the food was described as transcendent. The night ended with cocktails in Rhinebeck, filled with laughter and love, creating memories that will last a lifetime. Next, 8th from Corner Booth with Hortney. A glass of champagne a day. The author shares their recent experiences celebrating their engagement, highlighting the joy of champagne and dining out. They recount a lively night at the U.S. Open, indulging in caviar and Moet, while star spotting nearby. A visit to Third Falcon, a charming French spot, featured live music, oysters, and sparkling pet gnats, along with a memorable encounter with the friendly staff. They reminisce about their first meeting with their fiancé at Upstate Craft Beer and Oyster Bar, where they celebrated with friends and champagne. The author also offers a fun itinerary for hosting visitors in Williamsburg, along with design inspiration from restaurants. Up next, Ninth from Corner Booth, with Courtney. To live and not to live, up to the hype. The author shares a mix of enjoyable and disappointing experiences from a recent week of dining and socializing. They highlight three standout experiences: a delicious mole burrito at Los Burritos Juarez, a burger at Mineta Tavern that truly lives up to its reputation, and a creative J.Crew event at 190 Bowery that set a new standard for consumer events. The weekend kicked off with a birthday celebration in Richmond, filled with laughter, cocktails, and surprise caviar at Fanboy. Rain forced a long lunch at Susie's Delicatessen, where the group enjoyed drinks and food while waiting out the storm. After finally making it to the Iron Blossom Music Festival, they indulged in margaritas and great music. In Union Square, the author discovered Leon's, a beautiful restaurant with a great happy hour. They attended a book launch event that fostered a strong sense of community. A tequila tasting at the Rain's Law Room added a fun twist to their week. Later, a nostalgic date night revisited favorite spots, but the experience at St. Theo's was marred by poor service and a broken glass incident. Despite that, Analog provided a solid post-dinner drink option. The author wraps up with curated dining suggestions for romantic meals, paired with nearby bars for a perfect night out. And then, 10th from Corner Booth, with Courtney. Under the spell of a Cavallini and Clement Bar, the mesmerizing enchantment of excellence. The true to its core, top of its game, brilliant kind of excellence. Where establishments don't just serve, they strive earnestly and relentlessly to be the very best. They're not built for the everyday, but they have the power to make the everyday outing exhilarating. It can be intoxicating, intimidating, and oftentimes blinding. It can put you under a spell. I pledge allegiance to this kind of excellence. Join me for a week of superior experiences at I Cavallini and Clement Bar, recounted below. P.S. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.